Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Huddle, 11:07 on this Sunday morning. Vikings and the Giants at 3 p.m. today at U.S. Bank Stadium. Chip Scoggins covers all sorts of stuff for the Star Tribune. He's a columnist now. But I knew Chip way back when he was just a beat writer for the Minnesota Vikings. Good morning, Chipper. How are you, buddy?
A lowly beat writer, huh?
Man, we've been around, brother. We have. What's that?
Is Pete somewhere exotic and warm today?
Always. He's at his home in Florida.
Man.
Just loving it.
I'm thinking of you, Chip. I'm thinking of you, Chip.
I'm sure you were as you walked on the beach this morning.
Yeah, right. As we all have nice white stuff on the ground. His is sand. Ours is snow.
That's right.
Chipper, this team. I feel like I've asked this every week, but I'm curious your take on this. In terms of teams that you've covered and seen over the years, have you ever had a team as perplexing and one that's as hard to read and predict as this Vikings team this year?
No, it's the goofiest team I've covered. Just entertaining and fun, and I assume for fans, emotionally exhausting to watch this team. And I think it's because we know their strengths. We know, the superstar that they have at wide receiver, and when they are hitting on all cylinders, they can really run and gun. But we also know the flaws and the warts. And when you have a defense that ranks, as one of the three worst statistically in the NFL, you're going to open yourself up to those moments where you let teams back in it, you don't hold on to leads. And so they are perplexing. And I think the thing that has compounded that, Dave, is when they lose, it's not just a garden variety loss. I mean, it is the sky is falling loss where they just completely are not competitive. And it makes you look at every facet and say, is this team really that good to have these kind of losses? And so, but you know what? When you're 11-0 in one score games, that says something about your toughness in late game situations and your resiliency.
You know, Chip, and I agree with you. I think that the fact that they've been able to close, and this is something that, we've talked about this a lot, about the fact that for a long while, people were pointing the finger always at Kirk Cousins, when the reality is they should have been pointing the finger and still do at the defense. And they should have done that last year, too, because there was a lot of games where we put points on the board, but our defense just couldn't hold up. Is there anything that we can expect to see today from a defensive perspective that will at least change a little bit or tweak? Are we going to maybe, throw more guys at the quarterback at times? Because last time we played against them, Daniel Jones threw for almost, 340 yards or something like that. So we got to get after him, I would think. So do you think we'll pressure him a little bit more, or how do you think the defense will approach this?
I think they will, Pete, and that's something that really here the last month, I think we've seen a little bit more of it from Ed Donatell, more design pressures, and I think that came – clearly from his boss after the Lions game where Kevin O'Connell went to him and was really pretty vocal about his frustration with the defense, and he felt they were too predictable and they needed to bring more pressure. And we saw that the next week where Donatell blitzed probably more than he has the entire season. And so the one thing I think that's going in their favor right now. And Dontell doesn't like the blitz. He likes to get it with his front four. Danielle Hunter, I think, has been the Danielle Hunter that we have in our minds the last month, right? He had a slow start to the season, really didn't have a huge impact. But this last month, I feel like he's looked more and more like Danielle of old. And now also, you combine that with Za'Darius Smith saying that he's healthy. You know, he obviously had the great start and then dealt with that knee injury and just wasn't the same, and he even missed it. His production fell off because of the knee, but he feels good now. He didn't play last week. He rested. And so if those two guys can have a performance similar to what we saw in week one against the Packers, where they completely dominated that game and harassed Aaron Rodgers. I mean, to me, that was the story of that game. The opener was Danielle and Za'Darius and what they did. If they can do that, I think, you know, and make it tough for Daniel Jones, I think they're going to win. But it may require Ed Donatell, you know, kind of getting out of what he wants to do and getting out of his comfort zone and bringing more pressures, because they have to help their secondary and their linebackers in coverage, because we've seen if the quarterback gets time, what happens in, and it's just, you know, they're able to pick them apart. So you're right. To me, that is the key. Can they get pressure on Daniel Jones?
Star Tribune columnist Chip Scoggins joining us this morning. Great to have you, Chipper. I was reading your column this week, great one, on how this team could look differently next year, because this is always what we have to do near the end of the season in this day and age of free agency. You mentioned Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Harrison Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Eric Kendricks. They can't keep everybody. Who in your mind on the roster today is the most likely to not be there next season?
The thing that I look at is this, and if this is the way the offense is going to function, this is the way Kevin O'Connell wants to function. They had the 27th fewest carries in the league this year.
Yeah.
So they not only did they not run the ball effectively, it wasn't a big part of their offense like we're so accustomed to. Well, if you're going to be, you know, down at the bottom in rushing attempts per year, are you really going to pay a running back $15 million? I think that's the most logical place they look at. I mean, the other guys have big cap numbers too. I mean, Adam Thielen's going to, his cap number is going to be $19 million. That's going to have to get addressed. And we've seen this before, and it happens every year where, you know, veterans that make a lot of money have to take pay cuts to stick around. And I think some of them, they're obviously going to have to restructure to make this work. But I think running back position is one where I just don't know that this regime, whether it's coach and GM, are going to look at, okay, do you want to have a high-priced running back in this scheme? I think that's the most obvious one to me.
So, Chip, I've got one other one for you as far as, you know, talking about offensive lines on both sides of it. You know, I look at the Giants right now, and they've given up 49 sacks this year. And it's something where hopefully that we're both right and we think that Donatell will bring it a little bit more and try to get after the quarterback a little bit, because it can be done. But how about on the other side, on our side of it, with the offensive line, with O'Neal out and Schlottman out? And what do we look like right now when you've been over there and had a chance? Do they have any sort of plans? Are they going to try to chip a little bit with tight ends or running backs help out? Or what are they going to try to do to give a little bit more time, hopefully, for Cousins to throw the football?
I think they're going to have to, right, Pete? Because, I mean, you're taking your best offensive lineman out there and putting in Ole Udo, who's a better tackle than he was guard. I mean, last year he was ill-fitted to play guard. I mean, he's more suited for tackle, but still he's the backup. To me, Pete, that matchup right there dictates the game, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Giants, their front is really good. When you have, you know, Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau, they're going to try to recap, and Martindale, their defense coordinator, blitzes more than any defense coordinator in the NFL. And so getting Bradbury back helps, obviously. Mm-hmm. He practiced all week and he's full go. Now we'll see how his back holds up. This is going to be his first game action in a long time, and then hopefully his back holds up. But that right side of that line where you have a rookie right guard who's been he's had his struggles. He's really struggled this year. And then you have a backup right tackle beside him. I think you're going to have to help those guys, whether it's tight ends, running backs, chipping on it. So because it's just a tall order to ask those guys to try to slow down this defensive line. But to me, and we can say this every week, right, the game's going to be won in the trenches. But I just absolutely think that matchup, how the Vikings' offensive line holds up against their pressure and the blitzes that they're going to throw at him, is going to be – that's going to dictate how this game goes.
Mm-hmm. So, Chip, before I let you go here, I'd love your prediction because it's impossible to predict. What do you think? How's this going today?
Yeah, I think the Vikings win a close one. Stunner that they're going to win a close
game.
But I don't think they're going to run away from it. I think that's the paper. I said 28-24.
Yeah, it's either a field goal win or a 7-touchdown loss. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chip.
Chip Coggins from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Always a great interview. I've thoroughly enjoyed Chip. One of my favorite people to run into in the field when we would get to chat with him. So we will step aside, take a quick break. Gopher head hockey coach Bob Motzko joins us when we return on 830 WCCO. Welcome back. Gopher men's hockey team beat Notre Dame last night in South Bend 3-0 after tying them on the night before 2-2 in overtime. Bob Motzko is the head coach of the Golden Gopher men's hockey team. He joins us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good morning, Coach. I watched a little bit of the game last night, read a little more about it. Justin Close was spectacular. Is he... He certainly seems to be trending upward. Is he peaking at the right time for your team right now?
Well, I mean, I'll even go further with it. Good morning, guys. He has been just a rock from the moment he's got in for us.
Yeah.
And he's probably as steady and calm and cool as a goaltender as I've seen. And what a remarkable situation he got thrown into about a year ago right now. And then a big test. I mean, we kind of got off our game a little bit in the second, give Notre Dame a ton of credit, but Justin was outstanding. And he just did it calm and cool. Nothing phases the young guy, and he's just been a backbone for our group.
Is it something about the discipline of practice and all of that, Coach, or what is it that you see in him? Is he an overachiever almost, or what is it? I mean, he has been lights out, as you guys are both talking about. I mean, he's got four shutouts, I think, this year.
Yeah, he's. I mean, it's just steady. He's the same every day. There's no ups. There's no downs. He's got a business approach, and most important, when you're a goaltender, you know. Like a quarterback, like a leader of a team, he's got the heart and soul of the team behind him, and they pull for this guy, they battle for him, and that's probably one of the more important attributes you can have as a goaltender.
Gopher men's hockey coach Bob Motzko joining us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, Matthew Nye's goal last night was unbelievable. A guy that has his size just isn't supposed to have the speed and the hands that this guy has. How much has he contributed to your success just in all facets of the game?
Well, he's a tank. And, we call him just a big bully because he's a big guy and he plays so darn hard. And he's been off a little bit since Christmas. He took a long break and he needed it. You know, playing in the Olympics last year, World Juniors, you know, he hadn't had a lot of rest, and he took 2 weeks off, or almost 2.5 weeks off at Christmas, and he's just getting his timing back. But when he gets going downhill, he's just a big bully. He's going to go through people because he's not only the size, but he's got the ability, the talent to go with it. And it ended up being a highlight reel goal for us last night in a shorthanded one, and we needed it to take a lead on Notre Dame. They're such a well-structured team and well-coached, and that turned out to be a huge goal for us.
Coach, it's always great to see how Arizona has started to turn out these players like Nye's. I mean, it's amazing, right? I mean, I think if you went back 20 years ago and you said, Arizona's going to start putting out some really impressive kids, I think everybody'd probably scratch their heads and go, well, I'm not so sure about that. But that whole line has been on fire for you, and is it competitive between all those guys with Snuggerud and Cooley and Nye's?
It's just great chemistry, great talent, and Cooley and Snuggerud have got chemistry playing together last year in the National Development Program, and Nye's was just a good fit. And, you know, I was asked early in the year, you know, are you going to put them together? I said, well, I'd be dumb if I didn't try it. And I'm going to try it. And, you know, and we took a couple weeks, spread things around, and immediately when we put that group together, they've got some chemistry and an awful lot of talent with that group. And, you know, we've got other guys that are carrying us too, and they're doing a great job, but they get a lot of the highlights, and they've earned it and deserve that right now.
Bob, I know over the holiday break, you guys were up in Eveleth Hippodrome, which is on my bucket list of places to see. I've not seen it yet. But you took the team to chat with John Mayasich. Why did you do that, and what did your team take away from getting the chance to chat and meet with him?
Well, we're on break, so, you know, there's no classes going on. We have practice, and it was just a weird. It was Monday. We were leaving on Wednesday to go up to play Bemidji on a Thursday night exhibition game. And I was during practice, and I just – you know, I was daydreaming during practice, believe it or not. And I'm looking up, and I see number eight, you know, banner, you know, John. And I've been wanting to get up there. And I actually got off the ice to find out if he was in town and made a call. And we just switched our plans. And I got a hold of John. I said, John, we're coming up to see you. And he goes, who? I said, the whole team. Oh, my God. And I hadn't been in the Hippodrome in maybe 30 years. It's been a long time, and that was built during the Depression, and the history of Eveleth, the history of the Hippodrome, and then to have John there, it meant the world. And I got it, and maybe some of us old-timers get it, and I sure hope our players did, because John was thrilled to have us there, and we were thrilled to have him give it. And he was unbelievable host. 89 years old, and he said the greatest thing is his two line mates from high school are still with us too, and so his whole line from high school, 90 and 91, I think he said, are still kicking up there, and it was a special trip for us.
That's so great. Hey, Coach, how about what I'm excited about for you guys is the attendance that you're getting, because for a little while it was a little bit of a lull. It seemed like we weren't getting those sellouts, those 10,000 plus, but it seems like we're starting to get back to those kind of days, which I love seeing. And it's just as good on the road. I mean, you guys, when you guys go on the road, everybody wants to see the Golden Gophers play hockey against even their own teams. And that's got to be a thrill for you to be playing in front of these sellout crowds everywhere you go.
Well, they're saying part of it, you know, could be the post-COVID comeback right now. I think attendance is kind of making a crawl. And Gopher fans haven't gone anywhere. They've always been there. And mm-hmm. And they were there years ago and not that long ago, and there's no question. The big thing for us is our student section has been enormous, and they have said that around campus and football games and other events. The students are coming out in droves, and that just gives the building a complete new or renewed energy when you get the students in there with the enthusiasm that they had. And then we went up to Bemidji for an exhibition game, sold out, went to St. Cloud last, you know, a week ago, sold out. And it's kind of the Gophers of old, the attendance and the crowds we play in front of. So it's been awesome.
Bob, I'm looking at your schedule here to finish out the year. Michigan, Michigan State, you got a series with Wisconsin, Penn State. It's definitely, it is not an easy second half of the season here for you guys. As you pinpoint and look at things that you want to improve on these last couple of weeks here, what's number one on your list to get better at in order to finish off strong?
Well, obviously, you know, the one thing a coach is going to tell you, we've got to stay healthy. And we did lose Luke Mittelstadt last night early in the first period, and hopefully all indications it's not going to be a long time out. And he's been such a key player for us. And we're not hitting our stride like we were before Christmas. We were really on a good roll in November, early December. And then you take 3 weeks off. We got to kind of get back. I think the games we played in have been very intense. We're going to get it back. And just a few fine areas to fine tune. I like we've been in some.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tight games. We weren't in a lot the first coming down the stretch. And these tight games are going to prove, I think, invaluable for us as we get head toward the playoffs.
I thought you were going to say power player penalty kill, because that's when you say, what does a coach always want? It's always special teams, right?
Well, I didn't want to bore you and get into all the nuts and bolts of it, but yes, you want to get into that, we can. The special teams are a key part of it, and we've got the right players to fill those positions.
Yeah.
They've been pretty solid for us, and it's just some fine-tuning there. But health and being comfortable playing in tight games, because it's really going to tighten up down the stretch.
Yeah, some fun games that are going to be played here at Mariucci Arena over the next couple weeks. Hey, Bob, thanks so much. Always enjoy having you on. Appreciate it. And maybe we can check in with you again later on, okay?
Yeah, it's good. Hey, fun games. We got one this afternoon. Everybody be fired up for.
Let's go.
Let's go, bud.
Let's go. That's right. Thanks, Bob. We know what Bob will be doing this afternoon, watching the Vikings game.
Yeah,
we will step aside, take a quick break. The Huddle rolls on. See you, Bob.
See you, Bob.
I'm not going to lie. I often thought of a second career as a weatherman meteorologist. Nothing makes me happier than to I really do enjoy the weather updates. We're going on the fast break again. Charlie, what's up?
Yeah, we're going to do another little segment here. We're going to do over-under is what I put together for you boys today. So pretty simple rules. I think you know how to do it. We've all played that before. And we're going to start out here. Let's go with Pete. And we're going to start out with, obviously, the Vikings playoff game. Where else are we going to start? Over-under, Pete. This is a high bar. So maybe, you know what? I'm changing it on the fly. Over-under, Pete. 2.5 passing touchdowns for Kirk Cousins.
Ooh.
I think he easily goes over. I think he ends up with at least 3, maybe 4, so I'm going to take the over. I think Kirk's going to have a big day today. I think they've gotten the time to be able to put things together. They got to rest the second half last week, and he was on fire against the Bears. But nonetheless, I think Kirk's going in here hot. I think he goes 3 or more.
Well, then my first number doesn't seem so ludicrous. It was 3.5.
I also
seemed to think that he was going to have a big day. We'll stay on this route. How about that? But go over to Dave. 110 reception yards for Justin Jefferson.
Boy, that's a good number. I will say, I'm going to say under, but not by much. I think it's like in between 100 and 110 simply because of this. I think they establish the run maybe and they get a touchdown or two early from Dalvin. And mm-hmm. and then they pass to take their lead, and then they just settle down again after that. So I'll say under, but it's very, very slightly under.
Mm-hmm. So seems this is the right time to mention Tom Pelissero reporting that Kenne Nwangwu and Harrison Smith will both be active for the game today. However, Cameron Dantzler will be out due to an ankle slash personal issue. I know they've been talking.
Duke Shelley time, baby.
Shelly Island. He's been one of the best cornerbacks in the league since he's been taking over that starting spot. Statistically,
might be his high point.
Statistically,
this might be his high point. He's peaking. Go ahead. Sorry.
Good time to peak. We'll stick with football, but move off of the Vikings game for you, Pete. There's a big line on a game down. Well, actually, not down by you, but a team that is down by you, Pete. 13.5 points is what the Bills are favored by. Are you taking that line for the Bills? Are they just going to absolutely beat up on the Miami Dolphins?
I think they are. And a lot of people have pushed back on that idea. They're like, well, you know, the Dolphins. But here's the problem, I think, for right now. Tua is out. Mostert's out. Two of their offensive linemen are most likely out. They're for sure their right tackle is out. So they're going in there with, a third-string quarterback who's not playing for the 49ers, and his defense isn't even close to the 49ers. So I think for all those reasons, yeah, I think the Bills maybe run them right off the field, and I think this could be a pretty big blowout. We'll find out soon because that game kicks off pretty soon here, but I'm looking forward to it, but I do think Buffalo's just that good this year, and I think the Dolphins need to have everybody healthy to be able to compete, and they don't.
All right. We'll again stick with football here. Back over to you, Dave. The Ravens head into Cincinnati, a little depleted, mostly offensively depleted. Their defense is okay, but they're taking on Joe Burrow in that stadium. Over under 400 passing yards for Joe Burrow.
Wow.
Oh man, that's a big number.
That's
but
a
I like
big number.
You know what? Here we go. I'll go over simply because. Pete loves Joe Burrow, right? I mean, Joe Burrow is your guy. And if you say Joe Burrow's that good, like, and I've seen him play. I love him. He's Joe Cool, right? We talked about in the first hour that you cannot, there is no statistical category for clutch. But if there was, I mean, Joe Burrow would be off the charts. He is so calm, cool, and collected. 400's a big number, but just for fun, I'll go ahead and take the over.
Why not? It's a game.
I think it's going to be right. I got nothing, but I'll take it over for Joe Burrow. Let's go for 425, Joe. 425 sounds like a good number to me.
Well, now I want to put something on the line. If you're gonna take that,
I'll
something in the break. How about
if I lose, Pete and I switch places for next week's show.
He has
to come to Minnesota, and I'm going to the beach.
Oh man, I don't know if I like that.
Pete somehow got dragged into this. I don't think he was asking for it. Pete, a little bit of a different downer note here for your next one. Gopher basketball did just beat Ohio State in a pretty fun game in Columbus. Big upset. I think they were like 13 or 14-point underdogs. But they did get that conference victory under their belt. So, Pete, over under three conference wins for the Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball team this year.
You know, I think we can get the three, but I'm not going much over that. Unfortunately, I love the coach. I don't know that we're moving in the right direction though. And it's, I was very positive early on in his career with the Gophers, but it just doesn't seem like we're getting the right athletes at the right time. And we're under a lot of pressure. So I think it's going to be difficult, but I think they do get over the three for sure.
I will note that the two recruits for this upcoming season that will be coming in 2023 nominated for the McDonald's All-American Game, Cameron Christie and Dennis Evans. So maybe, you know, who's to say? I don't know. I'm a big fan. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm a big fan of the talent that they're getting in and who they got.
Good.
But boy, are they not looking good this year.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a secret. We will move on back here to Dave. A little hockey question.
Yes.
Kaprizov. Is it? It's Kaprizov, right?
It is. It's Kirill Kaprizov.
I always say it wrong every time.
Well, you know what? And let's be like with sports and athletes, right? Like 3 years from now, he's going to come out and say, actually, you've all been saying my name wrong. Remember Vasante Shenko?
Yep.
Remember? I did it. And like I had a weekly segment with him where we went out to like lunch or dinner and talk football every single week. And at the end of the season, all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, it's Vasanth. I said, we've been doing this an entire season, and I've been calling you Vasante. And he gets on the, you know, it's national television. I think it was an NBC game, too. And they're like, yeah, he goes by Vasanth. I'm like, what are you doing? And he just laughs, you know. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Go ahead, Charlie.
No, you're good. He's at, I want to say, 25 goals right now.
Yeah.
Kaprizov is.
Yeah.
Is he hitting 50? I'm saying yes. Over 49.
Yeah, I'll go over. This kid is so good. We watched. I was watching the end of the game last night, and he had scored his 100th career goal. It came back because I think Sam Steele was offsides by like a hair. But if you watch the goal, and I was actually watching the game with my wife, and I said you gotta appreciate this. He steps in the zone, takes two or three steps, and he literally just rips a wrist shot to the top right corner, and I don't remember the goalie's name for Phoenix, but he didn't even move in time. If you watch the slow motion shot, it was in the net before he even reached his glove back. And this kid is so good that that's a hard shot in the NHL to be anytime you're top of the circle and you've got, and granted, I think there was probably a screen, but this kid does things that other people can't, that they just can't do. He's changing the game. He's changing the way guys skate. You see him always do the, you know, with the skates outward and how he keeps his momentum going. And his shot is ridiculous. His vision is insane. He scored one, I think it was last week, where he just deflected it, but the way he deflected it, he wasn't really facing towards the goal. And so this kid gets, he's the thing that I'm encouraged by is that he draws so much attention from every other team because he is, and everybody knows, he is the best player on the Minnesota Wild. But it just doesn't matter. He still gets his numbers. So I could absolutely see him getting 50 this year. So I'll go ahead and take the over.
That was a thorough answer. We'll move back on to we'll move back over here to Pete. Last one I've got for you and is a baseball question. Over or under 84 wins for the Minnesota Twins baseball team as they are currently composed. Obviously, there's a lot of offseason left, but as they are currently composed, does this team win 84 games or more?
I think they do. You know what? I'm a little bit more positive on the Twins than probably most people are, but I think that they can be a contender. Do I think they'll win the series? Absolutely not. But I think that they can get enough wins to be an interesting team, and I like what we started to do at the end of the season last year, and we made a lot of different trades, and I'm pretty excited about Correa signing up again, and so I think the combination of what they did late in the year last year and now re-signing Correa, I think we actually have a team that we'd probably get something north of 90, I would think, but not much more north of 90, but somewhere close to 90.
I like that. I actually I agree with Pete. Right at that number, right at the number of 90. But as Meg Ryan so eloquently put it, you know, the pitching staff's not terrible. And I think anything you only have a not terrible pitching staff, it's going to limit your wins. I'd love to be as to borrow a term, as bullish as you are about it, Pete. But I'm just I they have to make some more ads first before we get to the season. So, Charlie, good stuff, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll do it again next week, huh?
All right. Yep. We'll take a Sounds quick great. Break. We are guest-free until 03. That's 12:03, but actually we're off at 03. It just sounded right. I like that. Guest-free till 03. We'll finish up. We'll put a wrap on the show coming up next. Welcome back to the huddle. Your early NFL slate starts in about 8 minutes. Vikings and the Giants at 3 today at what I assume will be an absolutely rocking and raucous U.S. Bank Stadium. Boy, that's going to be a fun environment. However, I will enjoy watching it on my couch. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get a spread, going to get some chicken wings. We talked about this earlier. Pete, Charlie and I were just talking about this in the break, and I know how much you love, and I feel the same way. I'm very up in on TJ Hockenson. But in terms of deals that have been done mid-season for the Vikings, I don't think we've had too many. I think the last was the defensive end that they picked up from Baltimore, who then they turned around 2 weeks later or something, and I forget his name. You probably remember it. I don't. Hockenson, wow. I mean, what a great add he has been to this team in such a short period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really been amazing. I thought that was an incredible move at the time, and it's really panned out really, really well for the Minnesota Vikings. You know, we lacked that tight end that we've always seemed to have had over the years, and unfortunately, Irv Smith Jr. has been hurt a lot, and so because of that, we've just been sort of struggling there, and it was a great move. I think it was something we really needed. It definitely helped Kirk out, I think, a lot, because it's one thing to have those wideouts on the outside, but to have a guy somewhere that's got size in the middle and you get the opportunity. I mean, look at Purdy. I mean, Purdy at San Francisco, I think part of the magic that he's got is, first of all, he's got a great defense. We all know that. He's got great people around him, Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, again, George Kittle, he's a great tight end, and I think that he understands where to go when he needs to do it, and he throws the ball to Kittle quite a bit. So I think that, you know, these quarterbacks are understanding that, and Kirk obviously needed that. We didn't have anything there, really. I thought that the guys that we had were below average at best. And so I think that was a huge move, and it really did propel the Viking offense, I think. You know, and it's not even necessarily that he's got to make a lot of catches or you know, a lot of touchdowns. It's just knowing that you've got that big guy, that big tight end somewhere in the field that they've got to cover. That helps out JJ, and that helps out, you know, KJ and everybody else that we've got on the receiver side, Thielen as well. So it's something that really did become a major, major trade for the Vikings.
I would love for us to, as we finish up the show here in a little bit, predict what we think will happen today for the Vikings. But I want to make sure we get in some of these text messages that are coming through right now on the Cities One Plumbing Talking text line. Had some great ones. Here's one that says, thanks for having Bob Motzko on this morning. Motzko's a great coach. I think the players love playing for him. Been a Gopher hockey season ticket holder since 64 when I was a student. Yeah, living and dying with the Gopher hockey team. From Ken. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Ken. One other one, because you know what? We always talk about because we read texts when they rip us, I think this is important too, Pete. We get a text to the line that says, this show is better than ever. Had me laughing last week when you said the Twins' next big announcement would probably be another new food item for sale. Maybe they heard you. I'm happy they finally spent money for known talent for more than 1 year, referring to Carlos Correa. I like it too. I think it's certainly encouraging. I like the deal on, I think it was 6 years instead of 10. So, and Meg Ryan's viewpoint on that was great today when we had her on just a little bit earlier. Before we go, gentlemen, we're going to predict it because it's impossible to predict. So let's try it. Pete, you get to go first. Your prediction for the Vikings and Giants today.
Well, you know, it's funny that everybody on Twitter and other places, I got people jumping all over me. Hey, the Giants are just going to walk right through it. And they have a player that talked about the fact that he didn't even think the stadium's very loud in Minnesota. That's crazy. That's
He's
all.
Never been then. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's false because that stadium is rocking and will be rocking in this playoff game. So I think the Minnesota Vikings actually run away with this one. I think it's close for a while. I think in the fourth quarter, we start to really put it on them, and I think Kirk's going to have a big game. And the defense, I think, gets a little bit better. They're not great, but they can get a little bit better if we do pressure the quarterback like we were talking with Chip Scoggins.
Charlie, what do you got?
We were going 27-35. Vikings take it. High scoring game.
27-35. Okay.
The Irv Smith Jr. game comes up big.
Wow.
He's back today, isn't he?
He is.
Oh, my God. Wow. By the way, how about a great tight end set? Irv Smith Jr. and TJ Hockenson. I'm going to go. I think Chip borrowed this one, but mine's a little bit different. I'm going to go 30-27 Vikings. I think we win by a field goal, and then it is on to San Francisco next week to take on the 49ers. This should be a fun one today. Looking forward to watching it. Thanks to all our guests today, Bob Motzko, Meg Ryan, Chip Scoggins. Charlie, as always, thanks to you. Pete, great to chat with you this morning. Let's do it again next week. All of you, have a fabulous Sunday and enjoy the NFL playoffs. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.